hailing all the way from Montreal, that is Art Griffin and a track by the name of Fast Track. Art Griffin, Sound Chaser, violins from the present. His first album that he put out in 2018, 16, something like that. Anyway, I was on the show not too long ago, and we had a good chat, good old chat. Art is one of those guys, just kind of, you know, gets the music going and off he rolls. Got some great musicians on the album and has made some very interesting choices, musically speaking. Art Griffin's Sound Chaser. Custard Flux in there in a track called Holiday, which is a bonus track on Echo, which came out in 2020. So I'm playing that. I very often get into the rut of playing like stuff from the 70s, and and all of a sudden I realize that, and then I've got to throw some new stuff in there, because that's what we're doing today. We're kind of focusing a bit on the new stuff, not a lot, but anyway. Steve Morse Band, Triangulation, that's a new album, came out last year. March of the Nomads, we're featuring Scott Sim. I don't know who Scott Sim is, but he's featured. Anyway, that's the main thing. All right, well, to contradict myself, we're going to go back to 1970 and play some Edgar Winter. I've been watching some Edgar Winter on YouTube, playing on the old Grey Whistle Test and doing that extended version of Frankenstein. He plays so many instruments, and he was a good singer. I don't know why he didn't sing much, but he does on this track. It's a track called Jump Right Out from the very first Edgar Winter album called Entrance. You are listening to DJ Ian, that's me, on houseofprog.com and also on CJSF 90.1, broadcasting all the way from Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada.
that I can. I've been working all night, what through the night. Woman, can't you understand?
DJ Ian on the Transatlantic Express Radio Show on the House of Prague.
Yeah.
DJ Ian on the Transatlantic Express Radio Show on the House of Prog. Also on CJSF Radio, Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada at 90.1 FM.
A band I recently saw here in Vancouver not too long ago, August 4th, I think, down on Granville Street in Vancouver. And yeah, they were The Fix, of course, and they played at, what's the name of the Pearl. They were supposed to play at the Commodore, and then they changed it to the Pearl. And it was well packed, well sold out, and a good venue to a point where I tripped over a step that was unmarked and spilled my expensive drink. And then I subsequently went to the bar, demanded a refill, and they gave me one. And it tasted like shit anyway, but I don't know what it was in it. I was looking for tequila and orange. It tasted like peanuts. I don't know if that's the deal. I don't know. Shuttered Room was the name of the album, and that came out in 1982. and the name of the track was Cameras in Paris. A great band. Never seen them live before. They are pretty well all original members, which I thought were pretty cool. You don't see many bands that have been around these days that are still kind of pretty well all original members. So that was kind of cool, I thought. Also in there, you heard Fool's Hall of Fame from Foghat. And that was from 1972. Don't Think It Matters from The Quo, from their album Quo, that came out in 1974. And my good friend Glenn Charles Riley in there from his album Different Day, Different Way. A little bit of Winds of Andor. And Glenn is a Brentwood, relatively close to my house, Brentwood Mall area. And he's always posting pictures of the sunrise because I think he has an eastern facing condo. And he's up pretty high. I think those things are like 30 stories or more. Anyway, he posts that, and I see that pretty regularly on the Facebook. Edgar Winter in the Jump Right Out from his album Entrance, which I believe was his debut album, that came out in 1970. So I hope you're doing all right wherever you are in the world. This is DJ Ian on the houseofprog.com and on CJSF 90.1. We are also on Twitch today, and we're just talking to my good friend Billy down in Portland. He's got a new single he's working on, and we had an interesting chat about using AI to kind of get your ideas rolling. A lot of people are very resistant to AI and its use, but I'm finding it, and I think a lot of musicians will find it useful to kind of get their ideas moving forward. I'm not sure about the final result, but I keep thinking to myself, if there's one technology in the world today that you would go back in time and do something to eliminate, what would it be? And I kept thinking, well, maybe with the atomic bomb, or maybe the automobile. I think the automobile's been responsible for a lot more than not the automobile itself, but the internal combustion engine. There you go. Something different. We should have invented something. We didn't have any consequence as a human race about the trials and tribulations of the internal combustion engine. And it's still pretty well, I watch quite a few YouTube videos about car repairs and old cars that have been kind of restored. And the technology hasn't changed, really. It's still burning a fuel to ignite a spark to create motion. That's old stuff. Well, talking about old stuff, we're going to go back to 1969 now, and those guys who invented the automobile? Was it the Germans? Was it the British? Was it the Americans? I don't know. Anyway, this is a little track that, it's raring to go. A little track from the band called The Nice, which, and of course, Keith Emerson. This is their version of America.